The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks a lot, Mark. This is Drew Doherty of Texans TV, and radio voice Mark Vandermeer sat down with the head coach Gary Kubiak and pondered the 2009 offense of the Houston Texans.
Welcome to Texans TV. Mark Vandermeer with Houston Texans head coach Gary Kubiak. And coach, as you get ready to embark on the regular season, let's talk about different aspects of the team. Starting with the running game, you were saying you want to see more progress in that department.
Yeah, obviously throughout the preseason, Mark, we have not run the ball as well as we did last year. Now, we've played a very good team on Monday night in Minnesota, who's, I think, second against the rush. But still, our football team goes offensively by how we run the ball. So, like to come out of the preseason better, but that's, it is what it is, and it's time to move on, but we're going to stay committed to it, and we have to find a way to do it better.
Now, we have seen Chris Brown make some pretty good power runs in the Kansas City game and the Minnesota game.
Well, our goal is to use him as basically a short yardage runner, a red zone runner, and Steve's backup, so we've got a plan there and how we're going to go about our business. Hopefully we can keep him healthy, but he's shown flashes this preseason that he's still got it in him, and that's important to our team.
Offensive line, you have to like your depth, though, because Rashad Butler looks good as a swing tackle, and Casey Studdard and Chris White have played well for you.
Well, with our offensive line, we've lacked the continuity that we had with them all year last year, but at the same time, I think it can make us better in the long haul because Casey and Chris White have played like starters, so that's a good thing. Now we got to get Chester caught back up to where he was when he left off last year, and the same thing with Chris, but I feel good about that group. They should be a strength of our football team.
So should tight end as well. Owen Daniels looks terrific, of course, as the Pro Bowl appearance last year continues to blend into this season. What about that position?
Well, he and Joel are ready to go. They've had good preseasons. The two young guys, I would say that James is maybe a little bit ahead just from a standpoint of picking up what we do and those type of things. We'd like to use Anthony in a physical presence on our offense. But for us to do that, he's going to have to help out on some special teams, too. So it'll be as good a four that we've had, since we've been here. And, the two young guys need to contribute to Joe as best they can.
Quarterback position, we all know about Matt Schaub. Now, Dan Orlovsky, you want to see more consistency there.
Yeah, he's really shown flashes of having the ability to be a big-time player. But what's lacking is just the consistency of decision-making. And when you're a backup in this league, the number one thing that you have to be automatic on is your decision making, because when you go in a football game or you get pressed into action due to injury, you can't go in there and hurt the team. You got to make sure things keep moving along. So I got to do a better job with him, Kyle also, and just his preparation, him knowing when he can't take a chance with the football. So we just got to get him further along.
At wide receiver, we know who the stars are. Has Jacoby Jones stepped up to the level you need? In the punt return game, he was in there for all the punt returns in the Monday Nighter.
He has he's had a good camp, Mark. He hasn't made any big spectacular plays like he did a few preseasons ago with the returns and those type of things, but I think he's been a good worker. He's been more consistent in what he's doing. I think our team knows that we can count on him to make a few big plays along the way. The thing that I've been impressed with is he's handled the ball better this preseason than he did last year, so that's got to be of the utmost importance.
Football time in Houston, and we're ready to play.